Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of Bavarian Podcast Works. This is Chuck Smith, and I'm here to bring you an energized post-game show. Wow. Isn't it nice to feel good after watching Bayern Munich play? Because it feels like it has been forever. But man, what a game for Bayern Munich. This is what the team should have looked like all season. And to be honest, it was a conglomeration of everything. The players lived up to their potential. Thomas Tuchel's tactics actually worked. I mean, there was a true sense of urgency in how they played. It seemed like most of the right players were selected to start the game. I mean, where was this all season? But it doesn't matter, I guess, right now. Bayern Munich won the match 3-0 over Lazio in the Champions League, and they will move on to the next round, which is the most important thing. So if you're looking for a reason to stay tuned this season and you're looking for something to be excited about, you've now got it. Bayern Munich is alive and kicking in the Champions League. And as we always do on the post-game show, we're going to take a quick look at Thomas Tuchel's starting 11, and we'll see how he picked the squad and what we thought about it, because I know there were a couple surprises in my mind, but let's get to it. In between the sticks, we saw Manuel Neuer, who I thought was pretty solid in net again. I mean, he has performed like you would want him to. I mean, he still looks like a world-class caliber goalkeeper. I have no issues with Manuel Neuer and the way he's played this season. At center back, we had the interesting selection, Matthijs de Ligt and Eric Dier. Of course, that means Kim Min-jae was left on the bench, and I was okay with that. And it's not as much a knock on Kim Min-jae. I think he's a good talent. I don't think he's had a great season. But more than anything, the reason why I did not want to see him in this match was because I think he is mentally and physically beat up. And I know he's not the only one on the squad, but he has just accumulated so many miles on those legs this season between Bayern Munich and also playing for the South Korean national team. This has been a situation for him where I really do think that the poor guy is just worn down. And it was a really good opportunity for Bayern to give Matthijs de Ligt the push and just let him be him. And he did that. And it's great. And I thought he responded really well. And it was a tremendous effort by those two center backs. De Ligt, I thought, was just terrific. Eric Dier just continues to be solid. I know a lot of people don't like him. And I know a lot of people didn't like the move, but he has been better than anyone could have anticipated. He's a fourth center back. He's someone who you just want to depend on for the short period you're going to use him, but he's been thrust into this situation where he's had to play a more important role. And guess what? He's excelled in it. I think he's done really well. We'll talk about him a little bit later, but center backs did their part to help Bayern Munich get the win. Outside back positions, Joshua Kimmich, we all kind of assumed he would be back at right back. This was by far his best performance since retaking the position. I don't know if he'll be there on a long-term basis. After today, Tuchel might think twice about that because Kimmich finally looked like he had really embraced playing that spot again, something it did not look like he had done prior to this. On the other side, Rafael Guerrero, I thought, did really well. He's a player who has had some up-and-down performances, but I was a little shocked that he got the nod over Alphonso Davies just because it had been reported that Davies was healthy and it would be a candidate for the starting 11. But Tuchel either was being conservative with Davies or saw something in Guerrero that he knew would make a difference in the match. Either way, the decision worked. Guerrero was really good. In the central midfield, we saw Alexander Pavlovich and Leon Goretzka. Goretzka was awesome. I know he, again, another player with a lot of detractors, got used in a little bit different of a role, at least what it looked to me. We'll talk about that in a little bit, but I thought Goretzka really embraced what he was supposed to be doing in the match and the tactics that Tuchel implemented for him. And had a really solid match. As for Pavlovich, I think we saw again that the kid, he steps up time and time again. And yes, he had some rough moments. He absolutely did. And there are certainly areas of his game that need to be improved upon. But he does raise his level of performance to the stage that he's on. And I like what I saw from him today. I mean, think about it. This kid was not even in the plans of Bayern Munich prior to the season. He wasn't. I mean, this is not a kid I expected to get any significant time. But he has come in, and he's now playing a vital role, and he's given Thomas Tuchel some options. I'm very intrigued to see what happens the rest of the way, because what we saw today was something that looked like it could work on a more sustainable basis in terms of using Goretzka and Pavlovich as a tandem in the midfield with Kimmich at right back. The attack, again, a surprise there because I thought Matisse Tell would get the call. He did not. I'm sure he is not thrilled about that. But we did see Leroy Sané come back. We saw Thomas Muller get the nod. Harry Kane, of course, was a no-doubter, as was Jamal Musiala. It worked. What can you say? Tuchel pushed all the right buttons with his lineup today. I have not often said that. If you've listened to my post-game shows, one of my primary rants all season is that Tuchel, on a regular basis, gets his starting 11s wrong. This time, he got it all right. Every single player he put out there had a contribution to the victory. And in my mind, being able to pick that 11, and I know it's not always going to be the same 11 given the talent level of the squad, it worked. And I think if Tuchel could have done that, if he could have just pushed the right buttons more often than he did, his entire tenure would have worked out differently. But unfortunately, he spent a lot of the season benching Matthijs de Ligt, trashing Joshua Kimmich through the media, trashing Leon Goretzka through the media, leaving Thomas Muller on the bench, using Jamal Musiala exclusively as a 10. It didn't work. But now, desperate times call for desperate measures, and things looked good for the first time in a long time. I have to say, I was really, really impressed with that lineup. And I can't fault Tuchel for anything in terms of what he did with that. So as far as how the scoring broke out and how the subs went down, as we know, Bayern won the match 3-0. But early on, Bayern had a little bit of trouble getting things going. But what I will say is, even though things were not clicking fully, you could tell that there was this sense of urgency and desire that Bayern Munich had. And that also is something that has not been there. And I do think part of that is the fault of the players. But I also think having a coach like Tuchel who can alienate so many, it creates a lot of doubt, a lot of angst. And those are not things that you want to have anytime you're on a pitch. So this time, for whatever reason, maybe it was the situation that nobody wants to get knocked out of the Champions League at home, Bayern really dug deep. And even when things weren't fully flowing, they weren't fully connecting, you could see that there was an attacking mentality and there was urgency, a genuine sense of urgency where Bayern Munich wanted to make things happen, and eventually they did. However, in the 37th minute, Ciro Immobile almost put Lazio on the board. Diving header didn't work out for him. But what I will say is if Immobile would have converted that, that would have changed the entire complexion of the match. And Bayern being in a 1-0 hole there could have been so disastrous. Unfortunately for Lazio and its fans, didn't work out. Just a minute later, though, a just tremendous team play, which saw Alexander Pavlovich send the ball in toward Thomas Muller, who deflected or got it over to Rafael Guerrero, who sent a ball toward the net, which is probably going wide. I would really debate that was an actual pass. It just seemed like he was trying to get something toward the net. And Harry Kane got his head on the end of it. 1-0 Bayern Munich. Great start. I mean, I know it took 38 minutes to make it happen, but you could tell that was the payoff. And from there, it's not as if Bayern got content. They wanted more and they were going to get it. You could see that the fire in that lineup for the first time in a long time. And you know, one of the players who I thought had some up and down moments in that first 38 minutes was Leroy Sané. He was trying, though. He was trying to make things happen. He was trying to beat defenders. Didn't always work out, but it wasn't the aimless, wandering Sané we had seen in recent games before his injuries. He looked like he was playing with a true intent. And I was extremely happy to see that. And yeah, it wasn't his best game by any means. We've seen him be way more dominant, but it was a step in the right direction. And when you're a player, you have a player that's been in a slump like he has been in, you want to see a positive step. You want to see something going in the right direction. And we saw that with Zane. And that was, in my mind, one of the big differences in the match. He didn't look listless out there. And to me, a massive difference for Bayern Munich. Just a few minutes later, in the second minute of added extra time in the first half, Matthijs de Ligt unleashed a thunderous volley that was screaming toward the net. And I don't know if Thomas Muller did this in self-defense. I mean, it did not, in fairness to Muller, it didn't look like self-defense. It looked like he really was trying to head it into the net. But that thing was coming so hard, I don't know what else Muller could have done except either try and head it or eat it with his face. Either way, Muller, tremendous header. But again, these are two guys, when you look at De Ligt and Muller, who were afterthoughts. De Ligt, in my mind, has never not been the best center back on this team. I have been steadfastly saying that for 2 years now. It amazes me that Thomas Tuchel decided to do what he did to De Ligt for the majority of this season. I still don't get it. It will still rub me the wrong way. It's been a thorn in my side since Tuchel took over. And when the team needed players to step up, it was very interesting that players like De Ligt and Muller, who had every reason to pack it in under this coach, they had every reason to be resentful and have ill will toward him. They didn't. They fought for their teammates. They stayed in the match. They stayed with this team through all of the tough times and didn't quit. And look who it was that was able to pick up the pieces and help this team claw to a victory today. So 2-0 heading into halftime. And you knew Lazio was cooked at this point. Like, Maurizio Sarri came into the match saying that he was worried that his team was mentally and physically fatigued. And he had every right to do so. This has not been a great dominant Lazio side. They have actually been pretty poor, especially of late. And they've looked tired even in their matches in Italy. In this match, you could tell from the get-go they just weren't right. Even though they did some good things early on, they just couldn't sustain anything in that energy that they had in the first leg just wasn't there. So at halftime, it was pretty clear that if Bayern Munich didn't have a complete and utter collapse, they were going to come out and win this and just wear down Lazio, which is exactly what they did. Lazio made a trio of subs in the 61st minute, just trying to get anything going. But 5 minutes later, there's that man again, Harry Kane, scoring the third goal for Bayern Munich. 66th minute, as I said. Now, Kane, one of the things I do want to point out, and this is, again, something that's been a real thorn in my side all season. He does his best work in front of the net, in the box. This is where Bayern needs him. This is why they got him. They didn't get him for his ability to help in the buildup or to create offense for others in the buildup or to be a facilitator. No, you got him because he's got a special set of skills in front of the box, in front of the net. And he uses his body so well in the box, either by posting up or knowing how to read angles for headers or to get his foot on the ball. He's exceptional at it. And this is why he's a special player. So it's still dumbfounding to me why he spent half the season helping Bayern facilitate and get the ball up the pitch and then sending in lesser finishers. Having Kane in the box, creating havoc, drawing attention, it made it so much easier for everyone, especially against those weary legs of Lazio. One of the great Kane performances, because I think he stuck to doing what he does best. And in my mind, this is how it needs to be moving forward. In the 78th minute, Tuchel finally went to the bench. He did bring in Alphonso Davies for Rafael Guerrero and Matthijs Tel for Thomas Muller. Good substitutions there. Honestly, I think he waited too long, though, on Leroy Sané. Knowing Sané's health issues, about the only bone I have to pick with Tuchel after this match is, why did you wait until the 89th minute to bring in Konrad Laimer for Leroy Sané? I mean, Sané, in my mind, could have come out around the 65th minute, no later than the 70th. I mean, this is a guy coming off of two ailments. He's had two muscular-type injuries, and let's be honest, like, Tuchel, one of the reasons Sané picked up all of that damage was because Tuchel refuses to put him on the bench occasionally. So the first match back, running Sané right back into the ground, I was not a fan of that But that's about all I could really critique Tuchel on today. After Laimer entered the match in the 89th minute, we did see the return of Serge Gnabry in the first minute of added extra time. He came in for Jamal Musiala. The match would end 3-0 Bayern Munich. As I said, tremendous effort from Bayern Munich. It's exactly what you wanted to see. I couldn't be more pleased about the effort of the Bavarians in this match. We're going to take a quick break. Then we're going to hit on some of my thoughts of the other parts of this match, some individual breakdowns and whatnot. Hang with us. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the post-game show following Bayern Munich's 3-0 victory over Lazio in the Champions League. Tremendous job by Bayern Munich. What can you say? 3-0. They absolutely needed to have the game. And finally, it was an instance where the team lived up to its potential. Tuchel coached to his own potential. But as I touched on in the first segment, Thomas Müller and Matthijs de Ligt, in my mind, really should be commended for what they did today, because this was a true do-or-die situation. Bayern needed people to step up, and when they needed someone the most, Thomas Müller and de Ligt combined on the play that really buried Lazio. Now, you could argue that Kane's second goal, which was Bayern's third, put the nail in the coffin, but all of the steam came out of Lazio right before halftime when de Ligt drilled that volley and Müller put his head on it for the second goal. I don't know what else you can say. Those two players, they should be commended for sticking with all of this, for their leadership ability. And I don't know how or why Tuchel decided to do what he did all season, which is really make those two players an afterthought. It's really a shame because this team shouldn't be where it is right now. It shouldn't be scuffling by Lazio 3-1 on aggregate in the Champions League. And I say scuffling not based on this performance, but that first leg was brutal. They shouldn't be trailing Bayer Leverkusen by so much. It was all there for Tuchel. And I do believe it's on him for making the decisions that he did. And I'll commend Müller and de Ligt for doing what they did and hanging with this team and not giving up. They could have both been problems. They could have both had every right to go complain to the front office. And maybe they did, but they didn't make it public. They didn't go to the media and whine about anything. They just stuck with it. And it worked out for Bayern Munich. And if I am the Bayern front office, if I'm the new regime, I'm taking note of that. I'm taking note of the players who stepped up when you needed them to. And no matter what anyone feels about De Ligt, that guy got a raw deal this season. And you could argue, all right, well, Muller's a veteran, like he needed rest, and you have Musiala. He still was one of the best 11 players on the team. And in my mind, that's why you rotate. If you want to keep an older player fresh, you can still start him if he's one of your best 11, but just rotate more. Unfortunately, Tuchel didn't take that tactic. He let Müller rot on the bench. He let De Ligt rot on the bench. And some of their best work will never be seen this season because they didn't get the opportunity. And it was really unfortunate. Now, after I just took a shot there at Tuchel, I will commend him for what he did in terms of some of his tactics today. And how he used Leon Goretzka was really interesting. I thought at times Goretzka looked like a third center back out there, which did allow De Ligt and Dyer to get a little bit wider and push Guerrero and Kimmich into more of wing back roles and get them further up the pitch to help with the attack. It worked. It really limited Lazio's counterattacks. It limited Lazio's ability to really sustain any offense. So whatever Tuchel officially made those tactics or whatever strategy he deployed, what it looked like was Goretzka playing a little bit deeper and kind of fading into that center back role that he cameoed in earlier this season. And let's remember, Goretzka looked pretty good as a center back when he got a chance to play it. So how he used Goretzka today, maybe that's a key moving forward, because it did allow Pavlovic to distribute, get up into the attack and help out there as well. I thought it was a great combination from the two midfielders. I thought there were great ideas from Tuchel that he put in for the strategy of the match. Just all around really solid performance by the midfield today. And I know many of you could not say that after most matches this season. And I'll be eager to hear what you think, but in my mind, those both of those players get high marks today, Pavlovic and Goretzka, for what they did. And two of those players that again, Bayern needed contributions from Kimmich and Guerrero today, they got them. They showed why they're good quality veterans good team guys. Kimmich has not looked good at right back. He didn't look comfortable. I was really even questioning at times whether Tuchel would really give him the nod or if he might think about going back to Konrad Laimer as a right back. But he stuck with Kimmich, and Kimmich, I thought, turned in a great A performance. It was a tremendous job by him. Superior effort by Kimmich. And again, this is a guy who doesn't really want to play there, doesn't want to play that position. He's been at odds with Tuchel all season. But again, when the team needed him, he rose to the occasion. And Max Eberl and the rest of the board need to be looking at these performances and assessing, you know, were we hoodwinked all season? Did Thomas Tuchel just continuously deploy the wrong players or the wrong tactics or both? And I think you can make a strong argument that Tuchel pretty much Tuchel'd the season. So good to see Guerrero and Kimmich contributing like they did. And one other player who I do want to call out. And yeah, it would be easy to go with Harry Kane and his goal scoring ability, or Jamal Musiala and how effective he was with his turns today. I mean, Musiala did some great things that won't show up on the score sheet. And I've been a critic of Musiala of late, but he did some really good things contributing to the attack without necessarily needing to score or set anyone up. He was still a valuable piece. But Eric Dier, that man deserves credit. I was not one of the people that was hammering the move. And in my mind, it was because he was the fourth center back. And like, in reality, what are you going to get for that fourth center back slot on your roster? You just typically, most teams want a warm body who won't kill them when they go in. And if that was your baseline for Dier, he's far exceeded that. I just wanted a solid, steady veteran who they would be able to look to and who could help out on occasion when needed. And in a key moment like Bayern Munich was in today, Dier did just that. Thought he turned in another really solid performance. I mean, what more can you ask from the guy? He came over at midseason, got put in a tough spot. He's learning a new language. You know, he has Harry Kane here. He has Jamal Musiala, who are, you know, good English speakers. But this is a guy who really got put in a tight situation. And I think he's handled it really well. By all accounts, he's been a good leader, a good presence in the locker room. What can you say? Eric Dier deserves a lot of credit. And there are still going to be some people that will hammer him. And yes, he's not a speedster by any means. But if you watch him play, he knows he's not a speedster. So he knows positioning and angles and reaction time. He knows he needs to rely on all of that. He needs to rely on all of his experience. And it's working right now. I don't know. Maybe he'll come out and get torched for three goals in the next game. I don't know. But for right now, all I can do is judge up to this point. And I think Dier's been really good. And I think a lot of fans need to be fair with him in that assessment. And it could all tank by the end of the season. But guess what? He's given them some solid performances when they've really needed it. Dayo Upamecano, a couple of red cards here. Kim Min-jae being so beat up. You needed someone in that role. And Dier was the steady presence that Bayern needed to help support the back line in front of Manuel Neuer. And in a 3-0 victory, you have to say Dier did his job. He did it with ease. He made it look easy. And in my mind, was one of the real key players of the match. So where do you go from here if you're Bayern Munich? It's a very, very interesting situation. Tuchel did some things with his lineup today that would go against convention as to what you think Tuchel would want to do. He kept Alphonso Davies out. He used Thomas Muller. He used Matthijs de Ligt. He had Joshua Kimmich at right back. If I'm Tuchel, I'm probably treading a little bit lightly, but I don't know that I want to change too much moving forward. I know Matthijs Tel desperately wants to play, but there are ways to get him 30 minutes of playing time a game. You have Thomas Muller, a veteran who can't go the full 90 for multiple games in a row. You have Leroy Sané, who absolutely needs more rest. You have Jamal Musiala, who can slide in and play different positions. You can make it work for Matthijs Tel, and you can keep him happy. You don't need to feel pressure. But absolutely, you need to keep some semblance of the same thing and keep riding this momentum, because I want to see more of what I saw today. I liked what I saw today. It would be really good to to see Tuchel stick with something a little bit and let it start to grow, because we haven't seen that. We've seen him stick with things, and all he has done the times he's stuck with things is irritate other players and run the players he's using into the ground. So why doesn't he just stick with this concept, stick with some of these players, but be more eager to rotate? What does he have to lose at this point? If he keeps his team fresh, he keeps them happy, and he keeps them with this same attacking mentality, maybe they have a chance in the Champions League. And at this point, that's about all any fan can ask for. And that will wrap it up for this post-game show. As always, you can get me at the Barrel Blog on Twitter. You can get the site at Bavarian FB Works. You can get I Need No Name at BFWINNN. You can get our Tweetmeister, Tom Adams, at TommyAdams71. You can get all of our awesome game coverage at BavarianFootballWorks.com. We will have everything, our initial analysis, our match awards, our observations, all the reactions. So make sure you're checking out BFW. We have got it all for you, and we will carry this coverage through tonight into tomorrow. Hang with us. You should be there every day. Now enjoy your night. Have a couple of beers on me, and we'll see you next time.